This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The hour. Excited are we to be with you. My tribute to Yoda. Excited are we to be with you on the Good Day program. The list of notables here, Legion, starting with Rich McFadden, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington. A lot of people like his participation. Like it or not, he's here.
My mom, my wife, my kids. Right,
exactly. Okay, then there's a Jennifer Horn, whose mom is happy she's here. Father is happy she's here.
It's her birthday, too, by the way.
Happy birthday, Mom.
Really?
Yes, very nice. And then there's Ken Kessler. Happy birthday, Ken.
And birthday. Why, thank you.
Sooner
Happy
or later.
Happy birthday to you.
Isn't it all of our birthdays. Happy birthday, Richie.
Coming up.
All right. So Governor Chris Christie is in the news. I always like it when there are people who are angry at politicians and they say they're going to get even.
That's right.
Governor Christie has been threatened by the Ebola quarantine nurse.
Nobody
I'm gonna
likes Chris
sue.
Christie. Why does nobody like? I mean, the only person that ever says nice things about him is Ann Coulter.
Really? I think he's
I mean,
okay.
The comedians, I do too. I like him. The comedians.
Apparently, Marylanders
like
him. He was just down here stumping for the Republican governor,
really?
Gubernatorial candidate yesterday.
All right,
but
so
it's like Jimmy Fallon makes fun of him. Now this nurse is mad at him.
Hold all right, so here's the governor, Mr. Christie, responding to questions from a couple of news jerkles about this quarantine of the nurse suing you. Richie, push that button, will you please?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was writing you a note. Which one did you say, Doug?
Oh,
Lord.
Wendy.
Hard to find good help.
No.
29 stitch cushion.
Your first and most important job is to protect the health and safety of the people who live within your borders. And the fact is that we're doing exactly the right thing. Six other states have now agreed with us. The Joint Chiefs of Staff now agree with us. And the CDC put out more confusing new things today. And let me ask you what you think the difference between this is. Now they're saying for high-risk people like healthcare workers, they can't go in public places, they can't go in public transportation, and they'd like them to work from home. Sounds like a quarantine to me, and it sounds like they just don't want to admit they were wrong. They were wrong. Myself, Governor Cuomo, other governors, both Democrat and Republican, are right, and eventually the national policy will be the one that New Jersey led on.
It looks like you're going to have to defend this in court. It looks like you're going to have to defend this in court.
Well, whatever. Get in line. It's sued lots of times before. Get in line. I'm happy to take it on.
Governor, do you have any pause about the tent and those conditions?
No, listen, Kelly, the tent was inside the hospital. It's called an isolation tent because she needed to be isolated because she was suspected to have Ebola. So no, I had no concerns about it. And by the way, neither did the CDC, who was on the ground in University Hospital monitoring the condition she was in. She had access to the internet, and we brought her takeout food. Now, listen, I understand she didn't want to be inconvenienced by being in the hospital. No one wants to do that. And I feel badly for her that she had to. But she presented as having been someone who was in direct contact with people who had access. The active Ebola virus. She presented with a fever at the airport, which is one of the symptoms for onset of Ebola. We took her to the hospital, and the CDC thought it was urgent enough to actually test her for Ebola. So, no, I don't have any concerns about that. She had a tent inside. But all kinds of, you know, malarkey, nicely, about this. She was inside the hospital in a climate-controlled area with access to her cell phone, access to the internet, and takeout food from the best restaurants in New York. She was doing just fine.
Let's give him points for saying malarkey. And you know what? The woman is nuts.
Let's give him points for saying get in line.
All right, so here's another one. Listen to this. There's a father of a third grader in Connecticut who is suing the school department, saying that his daughter was discriminated against and banned from school based on fears of Ebola because she went to a wedding in Nigeria.
So she should have been discriminated against. She was in Western Africa. Everybody that goes to Western Africa needs to have a big eyeball put on them, right?
Nigeria supposedly has
fixed the problem. But give me a break. I'm sorry. I wouldn't take any chances. That's malarkey.
So you think
Governor Christie does.
So you think the school board acted properly to keep this youngster from going to school because she had been in Nigeria?
Yeah, first of all,
Richie, what do you think?
Wouldn't mind a few days off.
I think if you're going to go to Nigeria right now, you should expect that probably people are going to want to take the safe route.
All right, Kenny, what about you?
Yeah, I agree.
Okay.
You're going to go to that part of the world right now.
But do you
now.
Not, Dougie? Do what? Not?
No,
do
I just
okay?
don't know why you'd go you know, there in the first place.
Hey,
why the hell would you go to Nigeria for a wedding
under the circumstances right now?
Right. It's kind of like that moron Duncan who comes over here, lies about coming here, and then his fiance wants to sue the government because he wasn't given proper treatment.
Let's differentiate
what
here.
What world are you from,
We've
you clowns?
Got healthcare workers who are brave enough to go to that part of the world and try to help the situation coming back. And then you've got people saying, oh, it's my cousin Bob's wedding.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Have a nice trip. See you next fall. People in the news. Gordie Howe. One of the great Howe is. He was a great, I'm not a hockey fan.
He and
fan,
Wayne Gretzky would compete for the title of great one, I would imagine.
Right, exactly. Had a pretty bad stroke, apparently.
Yeah, sad.
86 years old. Now, here's where you and I will go down a different street, perhaps, Jennifer.
Okay,
Mr. Howe has been injured many times, was when he was playing hockey, many head injuries.
Okay.
And because he had a stroke, I'm guessing that if you really were smart and connected the dots, you'd bring them back to all the injuries that he had when he played for, what, he played for the Whalers, I think, didn't he?
He played for the
Red Sox.
He played for the Red Wings. That was
that it?
I guess, yeah.
Anyway, but a lot of records.
You can say that, but he's also 86 years old, and I would contend, I would match you with a lot of 86-year-olds have strokes, regardless of whether they've had
My father had a stroke. His first stroke at 86, 88, then he had another one when he was 90, and the strokes after they did research on him were about the business of him being a boxer. And all of the times he'd been hit in the head without proper gear and protection when he was younger.
Okay, and I'd also go and tell you that strokes are from some sort of blockage in the arteries.
No, they have
because
no.
Strokes are,
Jennifer,
there's
let's
two
not
different
have,
types. There's
I'm
two
the
different
king
types of strokes. Oh no, my grandmother, who I love. No, you're wrong on this. There are
I'm
two
not
types
wrong.
Of strokes. There's a hemorrhagic. Whatever you
something
say.
Has to
stroke,
get loose
which can
in
come
your system
an,
to go
which
to your
can come
brain.
From an injury. Yeah. And then there's also something where you get a blockage or something chips loose. For my grandmother, it was a little piece of calcification from her artery.
I didn't say that you were...
Which has nothing to do with a contusion to the head.
Correct.
That doesn't have anything to do, but most of the damage that comes from... What are you talking about, Rich? That has nothing to do... Nobody said that it did in this circumstance. What I'm saying is there are a lot of different...
But you're making it sound like everybody who suffers a stroke is because they played some kind of sport where they took
that's your interpretation of what I'm saying.
No,
that isn't
what
I'm saying at all.
What you're telling me.
No, you're not at all. You're misguiding and you're twisting the facts around.
I'm not twisting anything.
Yes, you are. You're twisting it around. Anyway.
Okay.
So where was I?
So I win and you lose, right?
All sports are bad is where you were going.
Yeah, I think that's where you were
going. No,
right.
I was just saying all sports are bad. But head blows.
Meanwhile, you bonk your head on your tractor every other day.
So head injuries are very serious. I'm with you on this. But I think we have to see what caused the stroke. Because this could be a piece of calcification from the guy's butt.
Now, nobody's suggesting that doesn't do it. That does
it. Doesn't have to necessarily be a head injury. It's 86 years old. Could be
a lot of things. It's plaque in your system that dislodges, goes into through your carotid artery into your brain, plugs up the blood in your brain, you get a stroke. Done. Finished. That happens all the time. But it's exacerbated. There are all kinds of things, as you pointed out, exacerbated in this circumstance by having somebody use a hockey stick on your head during the course of 20 years as a hockey player. So I'm not suggesting that either of those things is what happened, but either of them could have happened. That was my suggestion about 5 minutes ago. Okay, so now you boys and girls all feel fine. Let's go gang up on Dougie, because he's wrong.
It's my favorite sport.
Yeah. Wow, you just, when you started out with, Jennifer, you're probably going to differ with me here.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, that was good. They got her to differ
and
with
guess
me.
What? I differed.
All right, let's hear it for today's hero of the day, Jose Canseco.
What does he do now?
Oh, he shot off his finger, Rich.
Really?
He blew his middle finger off while cleaning his gun.
Wow.
His fiance said he was sitting at a table in their home cleaning the gun when it accidentally went off. She didn't know it was loaded, and he didn't either, apparently. The shot ripped through his middle finger, and therefore his middle finger is no more. How about them apples? Actually, Richie, why don't you play cut 2908 and see if we get a... We're all chuckling, obviously.
It was inside Jose Canseco's East Side home where police say he accidentally shot himself earlier on Tuesday. In an off-camera interview with his fiance, she says she was in the kitchen when she heard the gun go off and was stunned to find he had blown off most of his left middle finger. The former Major League Baseball player and all-star, most recognizable in his A's uniform, is well known for exposing widespread steroids use within Major League Baseball. Canseco's been living in Las Vegas for some time now. Metro says he was cleaning his gun when the shot was fired. His fiance adding that he went to the gun range last week and forgot he had a bullet left in that gun.
Duh.
Okay, Barney.
Wow.
Okay, so here's the thing. Like, I totally support people carrying guns. I actually want to buy one, but I've never cleaned a gun. Uh-huh. You're supposed to unload those first, right?
Before pretty much, yeah.
Probably, yeah. Yeah. Cool. Yeah.
Okay. Here's the official tweet from Jose Canseco.
Ouch!
This is Layla. Thank you for all your kind words. Jose is still in surgery. Pray for his finger.
All right, you can give him a finger. 18 after on good day.
Tomcat kills up to 12 mice per bait block, faster than decon. What will we do with all of these dead mice? Tomcat presents Dead Mouse Theater, and the critics are raving. They solved my mouse problem and renewed my faith in theater. I like my mice dead, but dead mice that can act are even better. Tomcat got the mice out of my walls, onto the stage, and into my heart. Dead Mouse Theater, open to the public this fall at Tomcat.com. Tomcat, engineered to kill. One ounce bait block based on no choice lab tests. Time for me to dose today.
The flu, pneumonia, whooping cough, hepatitis A, shingles, meningitis, tetanus. That's a scary list. But did you know immunizations can protect you from every one? You didn't? Well, we do. Rite Aid pharmacists are certified to immunize against the most common preventable diseases. Find out what immunizations you need with a free immunization evaluation at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Availability and age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacists for details.
Attention. Renew is currently seeking participants who are dealing with stress and unhappiness. If you are experiencing one or more of the following symptoms, you are eligible to participate in the trial and receive a free 2-week supply of the mood-boosting supplement Renew. To be eligible, your symptoms may include fatigue, hopelessness, tension, negative mood, anxiety, or lack of sleep. Renew is an all-natural, doctor-recommended supplement that will help boost your mood and give you more energy right away. Renew has been featured on Oprah and The View and has already helped over 1 million people feel better naturally. Now you are eligible to participate in the free trial if you or someone you know are experiencing symptoms of stress and unhappiness. Call now to participate in the trial and receive a free 2-week supply of Renew.
To participate in the Renew trial and get a free supply, call 1-800-951-9415. 1-800-951-9415. Call 1-800-951-9415. 1-800-951-9415.
75,000 miles is more than just a milestone for your car. It's a reminder. Because your engine may look the same outside, but that doesn't mean it hasn't aged inside. That's why we created Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil. The world's first high mileage motor oil designed to fight the hidden causes of breakdown. Leaks, deposits, friction, and sludge. So extend the life of your engine with the proven protection of Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood.
All right, here's something you could not have seen coming. Melissa Rivers is planning to file a multi-million-dollar lawsuit against the clinic where her mother was
shocker
killed.
You know, but she wasn't going
answers
to the reason,
and
yeah,
damages.
She's doing it to find out what happened to her. She's trying to get the answers.
Right. I think the answer is that her mother's still dead.
She should sue that place until they don't have a faucet left in the bathroom.
There you go.
Be part of
it. If anybody ever had a case, she's got a case.
Yeah, she's got a case. 21 after the hour. This is a good day.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Hey Dudley.
Yes, Richie.
On the list of the greatest one-hit wonders,
yes,
this reaches number 52 on the charts.
The song is called In My House, our one-hit wonder for today. Who remembers who did this? Sugar is sweet. Get your fingernails.
Listen to that bass line.
Yeah.
And that is so Rick James. Uh-huh. It's unbelievable.
Well, these guys were backup singers for Rick James, who named them for something he had an affinity for. So who is this? 888-302-3684.
And here comes your hook.
All right, hook. In my house. In my house. So, this song attributed to this group, One Hit in the Americas, that's it. You know what it is, we'll send you a One Hit Wonders CD with a lot of songs on it like this. This song was number one during this week in 1985. American R&B, soul, funk, disco sort of group. You can call us now, 888-302-DOUG. Tell us the name of this One Hit Wonder group. Front person for the group was Joanne McDuffie, known as JoJo. Seven people in the group, JoJo. Other six were called Sherry, Candy, Maxie, Corvette, Maxine and Julie Waters. Maxie and Maxine together. This sounds like a group right out of your playbook, Jen.
Like a drag queen club or something. Yeah. Where's Corvette?
Other than JoJo, the other members were primarily eye candy, and they didn't have much vocal training or skill.
That never happens in the music business.
No, of course not. Not at all. Hi, the group officially broke up in 1987. No other major charting pop hits for this group. So where were you during 1985? And why is it you remember this song and the name of the group?
Now,
yes, Richard.
It was number one on the Hot Dance Club Play chart.
Yes, right. Yep. Yeah, disco. It would be a disco.
Right, number three on the R&B hip-hop charts.
Yep.
And got to number seven on the Billboard 100.
Yeah. All right. So I guess we've got...
Man, do I remember this.
Why do you remember this?
This is my... this is my Georgetown clubbing days.
You know...
When you would have heard this.
You're such a sad
right. What I get a kick out of, this song... Now, we have a pretty equal number of men and women listening to this program. Maybe a few more women than men in terms of percentages. But yet, when it comes to songs like this, that you would think a lot of women...
Yeah, this is a chick song.
This is a chick
song. Yeah, definitely.
But yet... three quarters of the people calling to identify this song are men.
Uh huh.
So we challenge.
Because at their core, most men really dig chicks' music.
Well, really? At their core, most men really remember being able to get a girl on the dance floor to
dance
this music.
To them.
Yes. All right, Eric, is that your case? Did you get a girl on the dance floor to dance to this song?
Kind of, yeah. I was
kind of. Well, was it not really a girl? Well, who'd you get to dance with you?
It was at the dance when I was in Ohio.
A high school dance?
Like towards middle school dance.
Middle school dance. 1985, you're in middle school.
Okay, tell me, did you keep her after you danced with her? Did you keep her for life?
No.
Do you remember her name?
You just danced with her and let her go.
What was her name?
I think her name was Charisse McLeod.
Charisse?
That's a hot girl's name.
Yeah, Charisse is a hot girl's name, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so Eric, what's the name of the group doing this song, In My House?
Mary Jane Girls.
The Mary Jane Girls. Are you pleased with yourself, or are you ashamed of yourself for remembering that?
No, I'm not ashamed of myself for remembering that.
That's a good call.
Good job. Yeah. Good job. You'll get a one-hit wonder CD. Yeah, have fun. Wake up, rise, and shine there, Eric. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Of all of the questions I get asked on the Pet Show, the ones that's most difficult for me to answer is, Warren, how do I know when it's time to say that final goodbye to my best friend? And when it is that time, what are the options available to me? You know, years ago, when your dog or cat was sick and you had to make that decision, you would take your dog or cat to your veterinarian, and the veterinarian would euthanize your pet and take care of that. But that's not good for people anymore. People want their pets more as part of the family, and they want to treat their pets that way. So now you have an option. There are veterinarians that will come into your home and say goodbye to your pet in a comfortable place. You can have people around you. You can read poetry. You can have the dog or cat in your lap when he moves on to that rainbow bridge. You know, a lot of people think it's a great idea, and a lot of people don't want their dog or cat to have their last memory of a cold table at the veterinary hospital. There are options. You could have in-home euthanasia. Check with veterinarians in your area. It's becoming more and more popular, and I think it's a great idea for those people that want to say that final goodbye with dignity. I'm Warren Eckstein.
If you're living with diabetes and have Medicare or private insurance, here is some great news. Call United States Medical Supply today, and we'll send you the smallest glucose meter in the world, absolutely free. So small, it fits right on the bottle of Strips. And if you call now, we'll also send you this stylish, full-featured meter at no charge. That's two free meters. You can keep one in your pocket and leave the other one at home.
You can even hook it up to your computer so your doctor can track your results.
United States Medical Supply also delivers prescription medication right to my door, so I don't have to go to the drugstore anymore.
Don't let diabetes get in the way of living. Give us a call today at United States Medical Supply and get the smallest meter in the world for free. Call today.
Call 1-800-897-8374. That's 1-800-897-8374. Call 1-800-897-8374 today.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. UnseenNow's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Richie and Kenny and Jennifer and Dougie all here. Jennifer loves to call me Dougie. Dougie, Dougie, Dougie. Dougie, 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 Dougie.
My pet name for you.
Okay, so the things going on in the world today. Who's afraid? Richie, we got a new Ebola song. Kenny, you want to sing it with me? Ebola. I just, no, that wasn't the way it went. What,
I've been working on Ebola.
Ebola. No, that wasn't it either.
That's what it was. You told me.
I've been working on it. Was it? I thought there was another tune.
Doug's like, I can't imagine I came up with something so stupid. Well, guess what, buddy?
You deal in coming up with stupid.
Really, Rizzy? Well, thank you very much.
I like my horn better. Right. Ready?
Here we go. Let's do it again.
Lay it on me. Ebola. How's that?
Okay, so what are the odds of getting killed by Ebola? We have studied this. So far, only one person has died in the U.S., and he wasn't even a U.S. citizen. So currently, the odds are 1 in 316 million if you're going to get Ebola.
That's
all right.
Listen,
I'm not laughing about getting Ebola. I'm laughing about your chances and the way the news media plays all of this stuff.
Did you see the hot new Halloween costume? So you know how everybody was going to have Ebola. That was going to be the big Halloween costume.
Yeah.
Now it's the Ebola nurse.
Oh, really? Okay.
Have you seen the meme going around?
The what?
The do you have Ebola quiz meme?
No.
No.
Quiz. Do you have Ebola? One, have you touched the vomit, blood, sweat, saliva, urine, or feces of someone who might have Ebola? No. Answer, you do not have Ebola.
Right.
Two, do you watch Fox News? Yes. You have
you
Ebola.
Have Ebola.
Do you think people will not go trick-or-treating on Friday because they're worried about their children getting Ebola?
Oh, and did you see the fake article going around about Chris Christie canceling Halloween because of fears of Ebola?
Chris Christie digs Halloween. They give out peanut butter cups.
Right.
Alone.
Yeah. One of those fake sites wrote an article about it, and everybody thinks it's real, so everybody thinks Chris Christie canceled Halloween.
I don't think it's real, Ricky.
Because of Ebola.
One of everybody.
I don't think it's real.
No, I don't think it's real. Okay, so let's talk about stats for a minute, because I'm getting really tired of everybody worrying about everything. We're worried about terrorism. Okay. The school shootings, when they occur, look at what the news media does. The essence of the safety at school issue, 99.99% of school children are educated in our country in safe environments. We ought to be worried more about what they're learning or not worrying than what the environment is in the schools. But most school boards, if you're somebody who's involved, I was just reading something, that's what brought me around to this, about in the local paper here, we have an e-newsletter that covers what's going on in Framingham. And the school board is taking up and spending $400,000 to, quote-unquote, make our schools safe. Huh? What are you talking about? There's nothing, there's no
safe
challenge. It's been, yeah, exactly. I mean, to make every young person safe, what would you do? Can you imagine the stress?
Bubble wrap.
Wait a minute. No.
They all need bubble wrap.
This is what stress will be created by having somebody. I think in Los Angeles, where Jennifer lives and I live part of the year, there are some schools that have police and guards in them. And when Richie's brother decided to change his focus in his police career, he became an officer at a school. He's a school officer with a gun. And he's on duty every day at this school.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so does that make it scarier for the kids? Maybe they're used to them. Depends on how you play it. One of the things, however...
Well, it also depends on the neighborhood you're in, and then the neighborhood my brother's in, you need a cop at the school.
Okay, all right. So, but that's not the rule, Richie. That's the exception.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can go one step further. What people have in their life for stresses. There are... most people that you meet, I was thinking about this yesterday when I met somebody in a store, are so stressed out. They're so worked up about things, and it's all tied to communication. It isn't tied to reality. It's not really what's going on in their lives. It's what the news media suggests is going on. And the social media that suggests all of these things are going on.
And it's a lot of societal pressure, too. I mean, look, this week I was like at my wit's end. My dad and I started talking and I just started crying. Why? Because you put all this stupid undue pressure on yourself. And I think maybe more for women than men. You guys probably don't do it as much because you're simple folk. But you get these messages all time. You know, you get these messages all the time as a woman that you have to have this and you have to do that and you have to have everything perfect. And, you have to have Martha Stewart at home and you have to be a boss at work and you have to. I mean, it's like there's so much pressure. And then you realize, wait a second. And thank God. I mean, really, thank God for my dad. He's like, take a step back. Like, really, why do you care? What are you worried about?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're a great person. What? And you have to kind of like, it takes someone to just push you back a little bit and go, okay.
It's funny you mentioned that, actually, Jen, because last week when I was in Turks and Caicos for this mommy blogger conference, I found it, I don't know, it kind of set me back a minute when I was in a group of mommy bloggers, and you think of these mommy bloggers as the perfect moms, right? Mm-hmm. They're writing about motherhood. They're writing about family. They're giving advice.
They're writing about bullying.
They're writing about everything that has to do with any. And they're all sitting there talking about how they tried this new and tried that new. And the realization that these women were talking to each other, helping each other,
with life's
not easy.
With
yeah.
life's different situations, it just kind of set me back yeah. because they're just real people.
Mm. Yeah.
And they have real problems, and their kids are just as big of brats as mine can be.
Absolutely.
And their house can be just as messy as mine can be. Mm. And you know, and it's just it kind of I took notice. It was very interesting.
Huh. It's so funny when you this idea for women of this work-life balance. Everybody talks
right.
about this. I was president of an organization that was trying to find this work-life balance. Work-life balance. You know what? It's a bunch of hooey. Right. There is no such thing as a work-life balance. I mean, there's
a list of
priorities.
Work
exactly.
Right.
It's work, or it's, you know, it's never going to be 50-50. Ever,
but the bottom
ever,
line
ever.
Is, nothing is ever perfect.
Nope.
However chaotic your life seems, you can do something to help it, but you're never going to be perfect.
John Berriman is responsible for our thought for the day. We must travel in the direction of our fear. If you are afraid of something, in order to overcome it, you must confront it. And it comes in any size, shape, or form. Students who are bullied need to have support from their parents. They need to have parents know what's going on. And then the parents with the children confront the bullying head on. You don't avoid it. You don't stay away from it. You don't steer clear from it. You go at it right. Any problem that you have in your life. I'm learning this in maybe the later stage of my life than I ought to have learned it. Maybe I should have learned it a long time ago. But if you have something that's bothering you, if there's a fear, you dig into it, you work it through, you understand it, and at the end of the day, you're going to be much better off. Da-da-da-da! Here I am! Love me!
Otherwise, you spend your life
in fear, and you ruin your life.
Right.
What a great opportunity. Look around at the beauty that there is around you, the people in your family that you love. Look at the beauty, if you're in New England, of the leaves changing, the beauty of the colors, the things that are around you. It just is amazing. How I'm going to experience something that I never, ever actually thought I would experience. I'm going to be a grandfather. I never.
Aww.
Never.
Dougie's crying. I know. Think about how lucky you are, because not everybody gets to have that.
Right.
And that's
right.
The idea in life is that you have to look at your blessings, because you can't look at other people for your blessings. You have to.
Why did you think you'd never be a grandfather?
Are you kidding? My daughter was not in line. Didn't
she's
think she was able.
She's a late bloomer like I am. Yeah.
Well, not so much late. She was anti-kid, wasn't she?
If I wait for my, she was anti what?
She was anti-kid. Like, I'm not going to have kids.
No.
Oh, no,
not at all.
Okay.
She was a closet wanter.
Okay.
No, my son, however. Anyway, the essence of...
Yeah, I wouldn't be waiting for kids on your son's side. That's not happening anytime soon.
Anybody who knows Brendan, isn't it funny how they all say that? It's funny, funny, funny. Anyway, bottom line here, let's get back to... So let me steer the ship back to the center for a minute, okay? There is a question today. There are a number of questions that we try to answer here. Good questions that come from you and from the stimulating members of my staff. Where's the guy who's the Ebola czar?
I know, right?
Oh, really?
He's like hiding out.
Where is he?
I don't know.
He worked hard for a week and now he's on vacation.
B-A-C-A-T-I-O-N.
Where is that?
No, he didn't even go to that press conference in New York with that doctor.
Here's our article in the New York Daily News. Ron Klain, Ebola czar, is still out of sight
right.
as New York, New Jersey defend decision to go beyond CDC.
Nobody's seen this guy. Whenever anything comes up and has come up since he was appointed to the job, nobody knows who the guy is.
White House, CNN.
He's a political hack.
He is a hack. Of course he is.
CNN has the headline, White House Keeping Ebola Czar Behind the Curtains.
Really? You think?
He's quarantined.
Why do you think that is?
21.
Yeah, he is. He's got to be quarantined.
Yeah, right.
He's quarantined.
21
days. Ebola Czar has been quarantined.
All right, 16 before the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. More stimulating talk radio. You like that, Richie?
I do. I love that.
I'll tell you what stimulates me. Talking about things that work, products that work. Omax 3 Ultra Pure is something that works. And how do I know that? Not only, what's the old song? How do I know? The Bible tells me so.
Oh,
faith, hope, and charity in Omax 3. You hear? I got to stop for a second. My studio is in my house on the farm. All right.
Sounds like you have an airplane. In
okay.
Yeah, I thought that was Jennifer's fan.
Ghostbusters have arrived on the scene. Now they know. They're around behind me.
What, is that a cow or a lawnmower?
No, there are three guys that I have a deal with, a fellow who's a local landscaper. He uses my farm for various facilities, and so I've never had anybody take care of it. I've always liked mowing my own lawn because it's kind of fun. My
father used to do a weed trimmer.
No. These are the guys, they're blowing, there's a team of three guys that are blowing the leaves around, and it reminded me of Ghostbusters. They got the pack on,
And
I'm looking at these guys as they're going across the back line. I said, Meredith, look at these guys, what does it remind you of? And just like a scene out of Ghostbusters.
I'm in an office building here, right?
Yeah,
our
studio
in an office
building. If there's a leaf blower around you, you need to run.
I know.
And every night, the guy comes in to vacuum, and he wears one of those, it's like a pack vacuum.
Right.
And I call him Orhei Jetson.
Yeah.
Orhei Jetson.
Yeah. Da. Okay, anyway, Omax 3, let's get serious for a second, Rich. You've got time for Jennifer to do the TV report. Omax 3 Ultra Pure, developed by doctors, 100% potent, 100% pure. What does this do? What problem does Omax 3 Ultra Pure solve for you? Well, those of you who understand the difference between omega-3s, 6s, 9s, know omega-3s are much better than krill oil, and they're much better than the other two omega fats. You need fats in your system. It isn't like this is good fat. There's good fat and there's bad fat. You need the good fat. You need no bad fat. I'm cooking right now. I decided I would chop up some potatoes and cook them in coconut oil. That's great stuff to cook things in. Just like omega-3 oils are great to have in your system. We were talking earlier about Gordie Howe and his unfortunate stroke. I'm not going to tell you that if he'd been on Omax 3 Ultra Pure that he wouldn't have had a stroke, but I will tell you that when you have problems of memory, things that you know, foggy thinking, this kind of stuff, that's a precursor to problems in your brain. And much of what's caused in the brain as you get older, the almost what they call calcification of your brain, comes about because you don't have right lubrication in your brain. So that's what Omax 3 Ultra Pure does. That's where they come in. When you take Omax 3 Ultra Pure, you will notice that Richie talks about how his joint pain, the stuff that this is a lubrication for your joints. It's a lubrication. That's what it is. And you need it. You need this stuff in your body. And you need it all the time. That's why I take Omax 3 Ultra Pure. You ought to as well, because it's been shown in clinical studies to help maintain healthy cholesterol levels, promote good, strong heart health. Here's how you get Omax 3 Ultra Pure. You dial 800-316-7918. Or you can go online to Doug, D-O-U-G, the number 4, Omax, O-M-A-X, the number 3, .com. That's Doug 4, Omax3.com. I order it there. Or get your free, yes, I said free, 30-day supply of Omax 3 Ultra Pure by calling 800-316-7918. Why wouldn't you do this? You cover the cost of shipping and handling, which is $12.95, and the product itself is free to you. Get started, and you'll stay on it. I know you will. That's why they want you to have the first month free, so you see for yourself how much better off you'll be. Mind, body, the whole deal. 800-316-7918 for Omax 3 Ultra Pure. You'll have a new lease on life. 800-316-7918.
Tomcat kills up to 12 mice per bait block, faster than decon. What will we do with all of these dead mice? Tomcat presents Dead Mouse Theater, and the critics are raving. They solved my mouse problem and renewed my faith in theater. I like my mice dead, but dead mice that can act are even better. Tomcat got the mice out of my walls, onto the stage, and into my heart. Dead Mouse Theater, open to the public this fall at Tomcat.com. Tomcat, engineered to kill. One ounce bait block based on no choice lab tests. Time to move the dose to death.
All right, here we go.
Hi.
Thank you.
What's up?
Time for Jen Jen to bring us up to date on the latest. MTV has ordered Scream.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah. When Jamie Kennedy's Randy Meeks spouted off rules of horror films in 1996, there was always one. Try to remake a successful horror film. It's almost impossible. Yes, that is the story here, is that MTV is doing a reboot, like Chuck likes to say. Chuck,
reboot?
Right, of the Scream series from Wes Craven and Kevin Williams. And this is according to The Hollywood Reporter. And, you know, I think it'll do well on MTV. It's 10 episodes. Filming will start next year and will premiere October 2015. Perfect timing for next Halloween.
Yes.
All right. Now, also, in the news department, in the schnooze department, former Meet the Press host David Gregory.
Who cares?
Hashtag who cares.
He's
really
away.
Looking forward to taking part in Yahoo's midterm election coverage next Tuesday, he said.
He's going from Meet the Press to Yahoo.
He is. Yeah, he's doing
Kurek.
It. He's going to be online with Katie Couric. Now, also in the political realm, George W. Bush will be back in the public eye as he promotes 41. That's his new book about his father. H.W. Bush is going to do an interview with Bob Schieffer on CBS. And good news if you're a fan of Mysteries of Laura, NBC has given it a full season.
What a funny show.
And Big Brother is going to be seen in China.
Yes, indeed.
How are you going to do that in China?
Internet. Come on.
It's going to be on the internet? It's not going to be on real TV in China?
I believe it's the internet.
Really?
I don't think they have that.
That's great.
I like that stuff, huh?
I think George Bush's
father's
going to
be. It's Inc. that's doing
51
it.
51 after.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Why are we playing Halloween music for one?
Well, because around this time of year, we like to remind everybody how scary Halloween can be for your pets.
Really? Don't involve your pets in Halloween. It's probably the best thing, right, Warren?
Absolutely.
No involvement whatsoever. Warren Eckstein, your pet's best friend, and one of my best friends, when it comes to information about pets, man, there's no. He brought me to the best vet I have ever met, ever encountered. I love, and he's become a great friend of mine and Charlotte's. This guy, Bill Carlson in California, is most superb. And he's one of these guys that understands and embraces all, whether it's the new age stuff or the old stuff. And he's so smart. Maybe that's why he does so well. He's just so smart. Whenever there's any issue with Charlotte, I call, and he and his staff love Charlotte. I'm a little bit sad about bringing her back without her eyes, but I think he'll be excited and the girls will be excited because she's coming back. And that's really the bottom line here. A lot of great things. Just some sort of fun things to start with. Our video of the day, Warren, today at DougStefan.com is something Meredith found. It's a 13-week-old puppy who is trying to figure out what to do with his water bowl. If you look at this, everybody's got to, you got to see this. It is the cutest thing. The puppy at one stage and then another stage trying to figure out what to do with its water bowl. It just classic stuff that's so much fun. What do you do? How do you train? I guess I'm thinking about this. I don't remember ever, Brendan trained Charlotte. I don't remember ever training a dog to do anything. My dogs have always just fortunately known they couldn't pee or poop in the house and what to do with their dishes and stuff. How do you, is there a training cycle really for puppies? Is every puppy different, or can you use the same sort of things to bring puppies into line?
That's a great question, and I always talk about this, that just like with people, just like with kids, every dog, every cat is different. So when you're working with them from a behavioral standpoint, you have to take into consideration their personality, how much time they can spend focusing on something. No different than with kids, Doug. The biggest problem with people in my profession is they attempt to train every dog the same way. There are certain dogs that need a lot more gentle touching, certain dogs you have to be more consistent with. So the bottom line is, here's the best way to train a dog. And this may sound eccentric, and heaven forbid I should ever sound eccentric.
Uh-uh.
Bottom line is this. When I get a dog into the house, a new dog into the house, a puppy, right off the bat, I start training from day one. The same energy and the same intelligence it takes a puppy to learn how to do something bad can be used to teach him to do something right. And think about this, Doug. The average dog, the average cat, goes through four stages of life, just like we do. Neonatal, imprint, juvenile, adult. Takes us 21 years. Although some people say I'm still going through it. Takes a dog or a cat just 12 months. So by the time your dog is 3 months old, it's like the terrible twos already. So starting young, and please be consistent. This is the big problem. The husband tells the dog to jump up, the wife tells the dog to get down, and the dog calls me and says, I have a problem with my guardians. That's where the problem is.
Okay, a story we have at DougStefan.com about the first cat cafe in America. This is opened up in Oakland, California. Can't imagine that you didn't talk about this last weekend when they opened cats. And it's called Cat Town Cafe, a drinkery and cat zone, as it's described. They had their grand opening this past weekend. I think this sort of thing has been tried before, but they've not had fun with it. Apparently, there is a serious rescue operation that's tied to this. You're encouraged to come meet the cats. Apparently. Have you ever heard of it?
It's a great idea, Doug, and I did talk about it last week on the show, but here's what I was thinking about.
Right.
Will hell freeze over first, or will Doug go to a cat cafe? That was exactly what I was thinking.
It's a toss-up, actually. Either of those two things.
I think it's a great idea. You know, more and more, even pet stores now are not selling puppies and kittens, which is a good thing, but they're having get-togethers for people to bring pets and humane societies and rescues coming in. Anything that finds a dog or a cat a home, I'm in favor of.
Yeah. The video of the day last Wednesday, a week ago, focused on lots of pictures of dogs and video of dogs decked out in costume for Halloween. The reason I brought up what I did is because I think it's a horrible idea to have your pet involved, and I knew you would underscore that as well, so I thought I'd relive that.
Let me give you the number, okay? According to 2014 stats from the National Retail Federation, pet guardians will spend $350 million on costumes for their pets. $350 million. Now, listen, I'm not here to judge what people do. I'm not here to make mistakes.
That's stupid.
But the bottom line is, just think about how many pets could be saved. How many dogs and cats
could
be saved
could you do
with that $350 million?
Yeah, how much good could you?
Keep your pets inside. Don't give them candy. Don't give them the wrappers. Don't give them grapes. Keep them inside and keep them in a quiet room.
All right, there's the word from Warren Eckstein, the host of The Pet Show. You can check him out.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105. 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today. 866-257-3105.